Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on With Dave's Mark. On the show today, we have a brand new music from Madison Parks, October Rose, and Smithfield. We'll also be talking about our recent interview with Derek and Leanne from October Rose. This should be a fun show, y'all. And before I hop into where we left off last week, this show may be a little bit shorter than some of the others because I have an appointment in about 25 minutes that I cannot afford to miss. So that being said, let's dive right into where we left off with last week's countdown. At number three last week was the brand new one from Nedley Stovall, Making Out in Cars. At number two, it was the super lovely Miss Jessica Mack with her single A Million Ways. And in top spot last week, it was it was my friend Kayla Woodson with her a brand new single, Unfixable. And just a little bit of background before we jump into today's show. Speaking of the fact that Jessica Mack came in at number two last week, did y'all see the Music City finale last night? Oh my God. Cliffhangers galore. That's all I'm going to say in case any of y'all missed it. Just trust me when I say cliffhangers galore, and I was kind of shocked at something that Carrie said that was really unexpected. But we'll leave that for another day and jump right into today's countdown. At number three today is a song that when I first heard it on a SiriusXM Highway, I completely fell in love with it. And since that time, I've been following this band on social media, and I'm trying to have them on the show at some point. I don't know when, but it will happen. So with that being said, here's the brand new song from Smithfield. This is Hey Whiskey on Indie Country Radio.
I can tell he's been with you on nights like this, and when you come on strong, he just can't resist. You don't know all the hell you've put me through, and he can't
Stealing that old lady to hell.
Smithfield was founded in 2011 with a dream as big as their home state of Texas. Comprised of vocalists Trey and Jennifer, Smithfield took the stage by storm with their memorable music and stunning harmonies. Having grown up together, their onstage chemistry is undeniably genuine and natural. The country duos are a unique breed in the music industry. The two voices have to blend perfectly together, and that combination is often hard to find, even in two great singers. Against all odds, the duo continued to persevere with their music and passion. With their music and develop the sound, and found that with a lot of hard work and passion that anything can be accomplished. After only 1 year in Nashville, Smithfield had already landed opening gigs for established artists including Eric Paisley, Scotty McCurry, Jenna Kramer, Dustin Lynch, Brothers Osborne, and Craig Campbell. I'm mixing the heavily rock influenced background of Trey and the classical country tendency of Jennifer. Smithfield creates a temporary country sound that's different and compelling. And like I said, that was Smithfield at number three. And here's where you can catch Smithfield in concert the next couple months. Tomorrow night at Stoney's Rock and Country in Las Vegas. On May 4th, they'll be at Tequila Cowboy in Columbus, Ohio. And the fifth, they will be at the Unity Park Amphitheater stage in South Fulton, Tennessee. May 18th, they will be at the intersection on the outdoor stage in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the 19th, they will be at Clyde Theater in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Alrighty. Moving on. The number two spot this week is the brand new single from the super talented Madison Parks. Madison's love for music started early. The Duluth, Georgia native remembered putting on shows in her living room for her neighbor's your first song at the age of 10. Since that day, a 20-year-old has dedicated her time to writing relatable songs meant to inspire others. Quote, I fell in love with how words could fit together so perfectly, and how if you're feeling an emotion, chances are so is someone else. And from playing shows all around the state of Georgia, as well as Nashville, but Madison has opened for artists such as Brett Young, Maggie Rose, Zach Sebaugh, and High Dive Park. And now a Music City resident, 2015's Georgia Country Teen Artist of the Year has crafted her own distinct sound as both a songwriter and an emerging female country artist. Her debut single, 100, describes Madison's artistry in a nutshell, flirty, fun, and a story-filled. The song marries catchy pop melodies with a country lyrics plus ending true to her honest self. Madison's debut single is now available on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Music. And be on the lookout for the six song record that you don't want to miss. And coming in at number two this week, here is that debut single from Parks. This is called 100 on Indie Country Radio.
If I can make it out tonight, I'll let you know I got plans that I just might drop for you though. Cause every time I see you out looking like that with your Braves cap back, I'm looking at you and you're looking right back. So I gotta keep it at 100. Yeah, I gotta tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, yeah. If I'm being honest, I'm falling up so high when it comes to you. Got me checking my phone, got me reading your text. When I'm missing your calls, got me counting your back. I'm nothing like some other pretty girls that'll keep you wondering. I'ma keep it at 100. I don't mind though, cause every time I see you out looking like that with your hair slicked back, I'm looking at you and you're looking right back. So I gotta keep it at 100. Yeah, I gotta tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, yeah. If I'm being honest, I'm falling up so high when it comes to you. Got me checking my phone, got me reading your text. When I'm missing your calls, got me counting your back. I'm nothing like pretty girls that'll keep you wondering. I'ma keep it at 100. Oh.
been coming in this week at number two. That was Madison Parks with her debut single, 100. And I'm only showing one upcoming show this week for Madison. That is April 4th at Eddie's Attic in Decatur, Georgia. And I don't have any times for these shows yet. So, and y'all keep a lookout on their social media for times, etc. And that brings us to our number one song of the week. Today's number one song comes from a couple of very, very dear friends of mine and of the show. Derek Allen and Leanne Weiss of October Rose. And we've had October Rose on the show once or twice. And we actually got to a world premiere their debut single, Heartbreak Song, which for me, being a radio host, that was one moment that will probably stick with me forever. Getting to a debut that song or a world premiere that song before anybody was just... honestly, I can't believe they actually trusted me enough to let me do it, which says a lot about them. So I'm gonna shut up now and play the number one song this week. This is brand new October Rose. It's Closer, coming in at a number one on Indie Country Radio.
Boy, I see you, and I know you see me too. I got a feeling that a heart's not beating too. While you're watching, wondering what I'll do, and waiting for me to make my move. Well, I don't want to waste your time tonight, but if you feel like letting go, I got an open box door right by my side, and the only way to know is get a little closer. yes, well, then I won't buy. Let me get to know you. And I'll lay down my best line. You're looking too good to ever be so shy. Said you're looking too good to ever be so shy. So get a little closer.
When social media, I connected up and coming solo artists Leon Weiss and Derek Allen, there was instant musical chemistry. After relocating to New Jersey from Pittsburgh, Allen reached out to local singer Weiss about collaborating on writing country music. After a few songwriting sessions, recording a cover video, and playing County Fair together, the two decided to join forces and form the duo October Rose. Since their formation in October 2016, October Rose has been a force to be reckoned with on the New York City country music scene. With featured appearances on Ty Kelly and Tuck's 10-Minute Tune and opening slots for Drew Baldridge, Russell Dickerson, and Sarah Evans, this duo is gaining momentum. Their extensive list of performance venues includes the Mayo Performing Arts Center in New Jersey, New York City's Webster Hall, and the Bitter Inn, also in New York City. October Rose has incorporated their love of 80s hair metal and classic country into their songwriting. With a modern country sound that is truly unique, this country duo is ready to show off their vocal stylings on their debut EP, All In, to be released in spring of 2018. And tonight they'll be playing at McLoone's Boathouse in West Orange, New Jersey. April 21st they will be at McLoone's Pier House in Long Branch, New Jersey. April 27th they will be at the Sterling Street Fair in Sterling, New Jersey, and April 28th they will be at the Pigpen Fun Bar in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And like I said earlier, that was October Rose with their brand new single Closer coming in at number one this week. And I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here so I can be ready for my appointment. Thank you. Thank you, and goodbye.